Yeah, we are ready, Bruce. Thank you. Over to Ginny. Thank you.
Oh, thanks and praise first, isn't it? Well, so good to be here. Good to be back with you. And today we celebrate harvest. And of course, we celebrate again, always, who we are in Jesus. And we are the harvest, and we go out for the harvest. But also, we have his provision of food in that harvest way as well. So we're going to get, the first song is a new one, and it's called Thanks and Praise. And we're going to sing along a YouTube on that one. And then we're going to go straight into Come You Thankful People Come, because that's what we are. We're thankful to the Lord, and we want to come here to praise him today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We are here together to lift our hearts as one. We're in our Father's presence. His Spirit is with us. It is good to lift the name of the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. For our heart is overflowing with love for us, and his mercy we can never contain. And each and every morning we'll tell of his great love, of all his faithful mercies, and all that he has done. For who can match his kindness, and who can count his works? Oh, let our praise continue till evening draws in close. It is good to lift the name of the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. For his heart is overflowing with love for us, and his mercy we can never contain. It is good to lift the name of the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. For his heart is overflowing with love for us, and his mercy we can never contain. Glory, honor, wisdom, power, and strength to our Savior, Jesus, worthy of all praise. Glory, honor, wisdom, power, and strength to our Savior, Jesus, worthy of all praise. Glory, honor, wisdom, power, and strength to our Savior, Jesus, worthy of all praise. It is good to lift the name of the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. For his heart is overflowing with love for us, and his mercy we can never contain. It is good to lift the name of the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. For his heart is overflowing with love for us, and his mercy we can never contain. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Amen.
Come, you thankful people, come, praise the song.
because we know that our Lord loves us, we can come to him in confidence that he will both hear and answer our prayers. Let us pray. We thank you, our God, for all the blessings that you continually pour upon us. You leave no stone unturned in the way you bless us with new life, with riches beyond far more than we deserve. So strong is your love for us, a love beyond anything else this world has known before. We thank you, and we promise to follow you and to obey your plan for our lives and for the church here at the Willows. We pray for the needs of all people, and especially today for Jean and Stuart, for Terry and Jackie, for John and Margaret, for Rita and April, for Brian, David, and Nicole. Also for Lynn, who has recently accepted Jesus as her Saviour. And as we pray for her, we pray also with all those who attend our luncheon club and all those in this church and in our families. We thank you, Lord, for your loving care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So we're going to sing "We Plough the Fields and Scatter," a wonderful reminder of all the good gifts that the Lord gives us.
By God's almighty hand, he sends the
It's good that our Lord forgives us. Do you know, I made a stupid mistake last Tuesday. I took the reading for today to give to Brian, and I took it home again. Then I said to Eunice, we must ring him sometime. We didn't. He's going to read it now without much prior notice. Thank you, Brian.
Seasons chapter 3, verses 3 to 14. For the preacher to the Gentiles. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I've already written briefly. In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our God, Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. A prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason I kneel before the Father.
So now we're going to sing for the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Father, unto you we raise this, our sacrifice of praise.
Beauty of the earth, oh, the beauty of the skies, for the love which from above, over and around us lies. Father, unto you we raise this, our sacrifice of praise, for the beauty.
title of the message, slightly different from the program, it's a question. How rich are we? How rich are you? How rich am I? Oh dear. You know, it's been a funny week for us. We suddenly found that an amount went out of one of our cars. Couldn't understand it. It was to a firm that run a dating agency, apparently. It was called Plenty of Fish. So first I was thinking of food. We haven't ordered any fish. Anyway, we got on to Barclays and they had to look into it. And in the end, it was decided it was a fraud. It was nothing to do with Eunice and I. Why would we go on a dating agency in our 80s? Goodness gracious me. Now we finally heard that they have already, this was a surprise too, they've already refunded a charge that they made in March and another one in June, which we must have missed. And then, of course, the other day in September, that's the one we picked up, and they've yet to refund that one, but they're going to do it. So, you know, it was a bit of a shock. I also, for various purposes, bought a car. £750. Oh, I had to pay for it in one go. Oh, that, well, I paid it, but did I regret it? Because it affected our monthly budget. We waited, because there was no logbook registration document with it. We waited, we kept on getting onto the DVLA, and in the end it has been decided that the car was really, shouldn't have been put back on the road, but was for scrap. And although the people that sold it to us had dealt with the major complaint, that's why they sold it to us, because they had a first class current MOT, but still DVLA say no. And now I am told that a friend of ours is coming to collect the car on Monday, take it back to where it was bought, and to bring us a refund. If you were to ask me, how rich are we? Of course, I'd have said, no, we're going through a very hard time at the moment. But you know, God has taken hold of it. But that's not the question that we're looking at today. Yes, how rich are we? How rich are you? How rich am I? Well, listen, please. Number one, we receive blessings from God the Father. And this is what that passage tells us about. First of all, blessings from God the Father, then blessings from God the Son, and then blessings from God the Holy Spirit. And when you look upon these blessings that are ours, you can see how rich we really are. So blessings from God the Father, verses 3-6, verse 4, the Father has chosen us. He has chosen us. He loves us. Chosen us? What, me? You? Yes. He has chosen us before we ever knew him. But verse 5, he has also adopted us. You see, the wonderful thing is, we are part of His family. Yes, we say God our Father, but we are part of His wonderful family. He has adopted us, and we are part of the most wonderful family that there is on this earth. And verse 6, He has accepted us. And the amazing thing here, I think, is a great blessing, because He has accepted us just as we are. He didn't wait to see us improve our lives, oh no. He accepted us just as we are, or just as we were. And I think that's wonderful. I wonder, would we accept someone into our friend, a circle of friends, if we didn't know what they were like? You see, He has accepted us just as we are. He didn't look to see improvements before He accepted us, but He accepted us, and He had plans for a wonderful life for us. This is God our Father. Number 2, blessings from God the Son, verses 7 to 12. First, He has redeemed us. Yeah, He's redeemed us. He's paid the price. We are saved. Not because of any good works. We are saved by grace. It's something we didn't deserve, we can't earn. But by grace, we are redeemed. Not only has He redeemed us, but He has forgiven us. Yes, not only saved, but also forgiven. And it's wonderful, isn't it? I know we've said this before, but our sins are gone, as far as the east is from the west, and so forth, never to be counted against us again. Why? Because of something we've earned? Oh no, definitely not. Why? Because the Son has paid the price. He who is without sin has come into the world and has died on the cross, shed His blood just for us. And then verses 8 to 10. He also has revealed God's will to us. You know, if Jesus hadn't have come, we wouldn't have known what God was like. He has not only revealed the Father to us and His wonderful love, but He has also revealed God's will for us. And I wonder, and I have to ask this question, and I ask it to myself as well as everyone else. Do we know God's will for us, and do we obey it? Because, my friends, God has a will, a plan for each and every one of His people. And because of God's work in us, we've nothing to fear. We can fulfill that plan, whatever it might be, because He will be working in and through us. Verses 11 to 12. He has made us an inheritance. Jesus, God's Son, has made us an inheritance. In other words, we're talking about blessings now, but my friends, there is more, much more to come. So blessings from God the Father, blessings from God the Son, and 3, finally, blessings from God the Holy Spirit, verses 13 and 14. we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. We belong to God, and through the power of the Spirit, we cannot be taken away from our God. He has also given us an assurance, or if you like, he's given us a guarantee. Guarantee about our life, it's safe. The Spirit is there to defend us at all costs. Well, there's more. The Holy Spirit has given us gifts. We know from Scripture that every believer has at least one gift of the Spirit. And you might say, well, yeah, but it's too much for me. No, it's not. With God, all things are possible. Not only does the Spirit give us gifts, the Spirit gives us power. Power to overcome the things that we might find difficult. Power to defeat Satan. Well, we need that. Without the Spirit, I think the temptation of Satan might get hold of us. But it won't if we are there with the Spirit, letting the Spirit be filled in our lives. Be empty of self and full of the Spirit. Yeah, not only power and gifts, he's given us the ability to do the impossible. So don't say, oh, I can't do that. The Spirit has given us the ability to do the impossible. Because the Scripture makes quite clear, with God all things are possible. So, my friends, the riches, the blessings are only the beginning. They are always by faith, and we can draw on God's limitless wealth to meet everything we face. These blessings, these are what make us truly rich. God's riches are there for us. Dare we ever say that we are not rich? Because we are, when we look at what God has given for us, and what God is doing for us, and what God will do for us. Are we rich? We certainly are, because God blesses each one of us. Father, Son, and Spirit can and must know his blessings. God bless you all. Amen.
So we're going to sing Great is Thy Faithfulness, and in that last verse, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. And then we'll go straight into that wonderful hymn. I know it's one of Sarah's favorites. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father. Thou changest all.
I just say that as we looked at the wonderful blessings that God has given us, the words, "How great thou art," then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee, "How great thou art." I think to finish our worship, there could be no better song for us to sing and to show God that we are truly thankful and that we want to live lives that continue always to give the glory to Him and Him alone. Thank you.